Thank you for standing by, and welcome to GTC's Q3 2013 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Wednesday, the 13th of November, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Małgorzata Czaplicka. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to our quarterly conference call, the last one this year. Let me introduce the speakers today. It's our CEO, Alain Ikovic, who will do the first part of the presentation, and then it will be followed by the financial overview done by Erez Boniel. Alain, it's your time.
Thank you, Małgorzata. I believe you have a presentation, you have received a presentation. Basically, to summarize the financial highlights, we managed to improve the nine-month results before tax and loss in associates and share-based provision and revaluation. We managed to improve it by 40% from 10 million to 14 million. But for the quarterly, we stayed at 7 million. Just to remind you, we started our efficiency program during Q3 2012, and Q3 2012 was already a good result, and therefore a lot of people had asked us whether it was sustainable or not. I remember those these questions specifically, and now we can prove that indeed it is sustainable since we achieved similar earnings for Q3 2003 as we did in Q2 2012. Q3 2012 versus Q3 2013. In terms of devaluation, the net devaluation is only 10 million euro compared to what it was in 2013, 29 million. And this is despite a revaluation of Galeries Kazimierz, which we just sold, in the amount of 6 million. Most of the devaluation is a result of weakening of rental rates in Poland and Hungary, which is interesting. So we didn't see any decrease at all in valuation in Southeastern Europe. In terms of net results, we have incurred a loss of 2 million for this quarter versus 24 million for Q3 2012. But if you look at accumulation for the 9 months in 2013, we have achieved a loss of 77 million versus a loss of 43 million in the 9 months of 2012. In terms of achievements, we have managed to sell Galeries Kazimierz, and they should generate 50 million euro of cash. We have stabilized our loan-to-value ratio at 55%. Our target is always to be between 40 and 60. We expect this to decrease even more once we repay the debentures in April, May of next year. In terms of cash flow from operations, this is also a satisfactory result because we managed to keep 23 million for the 9 months 2013 versus 28 million for 9 months 2012. And this despite the fact that we had more residential sales in 2012, and we sold Platinum in the meantime. And it makes also a difference of several million euro for the 9 months. If I move to the next page, we also began the development of Pascal, our fourth building in the Corona office complex in Krakow. It is based on achieving a pre-let with IBM, and we expect the market being strong in Krakow, we expect to be fully let by the time we complete the property. It's not a big property, but it's a good sign. GTC has not developed anything for the last year. So for us, it was good news to be able to feel comfortable in starting development again. In terms of the two shopping centers in Warsaw, we signed letters of intent with LPP and with Cinema City, and there is a lot more in the pipeline. We're negotiating with several major tenants, international tenants. Actually, most of our marketing team is already in MACPIC, in Cannes, discussing with tenants. In terms of new lease and lease extensions. We have done 16,000 square meters of such leases, and you could see the name of the tenants. It's pretty important tenants in general. We're pretty happy with this. Last year, we achieved during the year 70,000 square meters in total, and it was a very good year. So far, we have done around 50,000 in this year, in 2013. We hope to be close to that number for this year, like 70,000 square meters. Just a market update on slide number 6. As you know, and as we have already told you for the last year, we feel that due to oversupply of office space in downtown, the rental rates in Warsaw will be soft, and development of new office space in Warsaw is somewhat risky. That's why we sold last year the Platinum Office Park, and that also we have suffered indirectly by decrease in rental rates in our existing property in Warsaw. We expect this to continue for a little bit longer, I would say 1 to 2 years. In terms of regional cities, we are more positive. We see, especially in Krakow and Katowice, and maybe even in Poznan, we see opportunities to do more development there based on the limited supply and strong demand. Outside of Poland, we see Belgrade as a target market for office. We have just received a building permit for one of our office developments in Belgrade, New Belgrade. We have received it last week, and we expect to start development once we achieve a pre-let, significant pre-let. We expect to start development of this building next year. In Prague, there is a lot under construction currently. We expect this to come on board during the next 3 years. We are witnessing some softness in the market, and that's why it's difficult for us to lease our office building, which is atop of Halfa. In Bucharest, there is a pretty sizable vacancy, and we see more supply, but this is concentrated in Pipera. Pipera has become oversupplied, very congested, while what we are planning to do in Bucharest is in the northern part of it. It's in a much quieter, more attractive area, and we expect to move a development in that part of Bucharest as well, just because it is attractive compared to what you have in Pipera. We have two potential developments that could start next year, Anna Towers and Green Dream. We expect to start first with Green Dream because it's three buildings, and we expect each building to be around 8,000 to 10,000 square meters, much easier to pre-let. We will not do a development in Bucharest without a strong pre-let. In Budapest, the situation has not changed. Excuse me. We see more supply, unfortunately. We don't see any demand for space. The market is the same as it was last year, very quiet, decrease in rental rates, and we don't expect any immediate change there, and certainly not until the election, which will take place next year. We feel that Budapest could become interesting because there is a change in the economy, but it's a bit too premature to come to any conclusion today. In terms of the retail market, the two primary retail markets for GTC are Warsaw. As you all know, we are planning to develop here two major shopping centers. Another prime retail market for us is Belgrade. We are planning to develop next year around 30,000 square meter shopping center in New Belgrade. No, actually, it's in the old Belgrade side, but it's very close to the new Belgrade in a very, very attractive area. The rest of the retail market is more difficult. Romania, even though there are macroeconomic changes, we don't feel any change in our shopping centers that are outside of Bucharest. And in Bucharest, there's a lot of supply coming on board, which makes us very hesitant as to any potential developments in Bucharest. In the Czech Republic, there was also some new development in town, in Prague, and we feel it even in our Halfa shopping center, but we think that things are stabilizing there as well. In terms of residential markets, we are active only in Romania and Poland. Nothing really new in Romania. We still feel that the market is very weak. There is a difference between our project in downtown or in more central location in Bucharest, where we feel sales happening, we feel there is a market, there is demand, versus our Felicity project outside towards the airport, outside of the city a little bit, where sales are much, much slower. We are selling, but it's between 3 to 4 units per month. In Poland, we feel the market is rebounding, especially in Warsaw. Transactions have increased, and especially in higher-end apartments, where cash buyers are looking right now for investment alternatives. Investment markets have not changed since we last spoke. We still feel that Poland is leading the pack by far, a little bit behind is the Czech Republic, and that's basically it. Very difficult to do any, to see any major investment in other countries in the region. I would like now to pass the microphone to my colleague Erez, that will discuss the financial results.
Good afternoon. We'll start with the portfolio overview. Here in the pie chart, we can see the stake of GTC, how it is divided between the various countries. Poland, which used to be the majority of the portfolio, is still a majority with 33% following the sale of Galeria Kazimierz. This was already taken out here in the chart at the bottom. In terms of the split between office and retail, the office is dominating with 47%, whereas the retail post Galeria Kazimierz is 39%. As we will speak in a few minutes, there is another shopping center, as you know, Galeria Jurajska, that is subject to a negotiation for a sale transaction, and this will decrease further the relative stake of the retail. All these changes are temporarily changes because as we will start the development of Galeria Vilanov, Galeria Viarenka, and Galeria Ada, the retail segment will significantly increase and is expected to be around 50% of the portfolio as we used to be. We will start reviewing the financial statement by a few comments on the balance sheet. Here on the balance sheet, we start with the biggest item, which is the investment property. What we've seen during the last quarter was more or less a stable environment. However, rental rates pressure, especially in Poland, impacted the value. We had to write off about 4.5 million in Aeropark, and we wrote off 5.4 million in Galeria Jurajska. This is all as a result of pressure on the rent. On the other hand, we booked profit of 6 million euro due to the sale of Galeria Kazimierz. Galeria Kazimierz was sold with the total price 180 million, which is 12 million above the book value. But we are only 50%, so we could account only for 6 million. As a consequence of that, plus some either minor adjustment that we had, for example, in Arad, in Romania, and Center Point in Budapest, the total outcome was about 10 million devaluation. In terms of cash and deposits, 103 million. This cash is important for us because we are building now the cash amount, cash reserve that will be used for repayment of the bonds in April next year. The cash will be topped up by the 50 million euro free cash that will be generated as a result of Galeria Kazimierz transaction. Inventory represents the inventory of apartments, mostly apartments that we have in Romania, and also land associated with residential projects. The apartments in Romania are being sold. We have two projects. One, Rose Garden, is selling at an acceptable rate. Felicity, unfortunately, is still very slow. And the target is simply to exit from this project, getting whatever cash we can generate, and at least improving the cash situation. Regarding the long-term financial debt, it's about $800 million, $100 million of which are related to the bonds that should be paid in April. And as I mentioned, we are preparing the cash for that. We have several sources to pay the bonds. One of them is the cash that is available. The second, 50 million euro that will be generated from the sale of Kazimierz. And this is expected, hopefully, to be closed by the year end. Another 45 to 50 million euro should be generated from the sale of Galeria Jurajska. This should be sufficient to repay the debt. Nevertheless, we got signals from the market, especially after the offer reform, that some investors may be interested in buying GTC bonds. It could be from those investors that will get the money in April, but it could be also new investors who are looking for investment opportunity and to lend money for to good borrowers. GTC is qualified as such, and we will try to explore the demand for that with amount of between 30 to 50 million euro, because the ultimate goal of GTC remains to deleverage. Regarding the current liabilities, 244 million, I would ask to skip to page 14 on the presentation. On this page, we have presented the cash that is due for repayment in 1 year, meaning 12 months from September, from the end of September. There are several amounts there, and I would like to review them one by one. The first one is 41 million that relates to the sale of Kazimierz. In other words, the 50 million free cash that I mentioned is after the repayment of debt, and this debt will be repaid upon the execution of the transaction. The residential loans amount to 38 million, and these loans are being repaid from the sale of inventory. The bonds, I think we spoke about it already, 106 million including interest. And finally, the regular ongoing project finance amortization, which is around 45 million in the next 12 months. If we will take the forecast for the next year, this amount should be somewhat smaller due to the early repayments of other loans that we are doing. We skipped several pages on the presentation, so just in one word I will mention them. On page 11 we have the devaluation breakdown. I reviewed that already. On page 12 we talk about the debt to LTV. We keep that, if you recall, the target is to keep it between 40% to 60%. At the moment, it's 55%, which is 2% better than the performance on the 30 September. The important thing to remember is that while the LTV ratio remains roughly unchanged, the total exposure in terms of long-term debt is being significantly reduced and is being managed in a way that the duration of the loans is increasing. So we have several parameters to check, not only the debt to LTV, which is at the acceptable range, but we can see also improvement on the other key indicators related to the debt. Page 13 exactly describes the prolongation of the maturity, and you can see that 50% or slightly more than that is due from September 19 and beyond. I continue with the review of the income statement. Here, if you check across the line, let's start with the top line, the rental revenue. Generally speaking, I'd like to refer to the rental margin because this rental revenue, if you look at it isolated, we have to take into account the fact that we sold a few assets and we completed some others. So in order not to lose the context, I think we should look at the rental margin or the in terms of the margin in terms of absolute amount. And what we can see here, generally speaking, is improvement. Those of you that would like to run the exercise and review on a quarterly basis, you will be able to see that from Q1 to Q2 to Q3, there is an ongoing uptrend, improvement of the income and improvement especially of the free cash that is generated by the activity. In terms of residential activity, it remains at zero, roughly. SG&A remain at the average level after the cost cutting, and we think that this is a sustainable level. Going forward, financial expenses, we can see decrease thanks to the deleveraging effect. And this should be further decreased for next year. And finally, when we look at the profit, if we isolate the non-cash items, as I mentioned, we can see improvement. On the next page, page 16 of the presentation, there is the cash flow highlights. Over here, this is the short report that tells the story of the quarter of the last three quarters. Cash from operating activities amounted to 23 million. That's already more than we achieved in the whole 2012. Investment was reduced to minimal cost, 21 million only, and this item is expected to grow in 2014 and 15 following the development of the project that were mentioned. And then we have basically the financing activities, which is all about repayment of long-term borrowings and bonds, as well as some interest. So altogether 150 million were used to repay loans, to deleverage, and stabilize, help in stabilization of the balance sheet structure, both in terms of ratios, capital versus debt, and in terms of balance sheet maturity. That's all regarding the review, and we will be glad to take questions if there are any.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Jakob Tatham from Wood & Company. Please ask your question.
Hi, this is Jakob Salmer from Wood & Company. Thanks for the presentation. A couple of questions on the developments in Warsaw. What is the zoning status for the Galeria Vilanov, if I may ask? Has there been any progress since the last conference call?
There is continuous progress, but there is nothing to report at this point. It's ongoing. In other words, management has no reason to believe there is any change in our overall schedule, meaning we are planning to complete Galeria Białowieża by the end of 2015, and we're planning to complete construction of Galeria Vilanov by the end of 2016.
All right. Do you believe you can be granted, or is it possible to guess whether you can be granted the building permit on Bialyka by the year end?
No, we expect this to be during the first half of next year.
I see. All right. Thanks. And one more question. Following the sale of Galeria Kazimierz, could you give us any update on maybe some possible other disposals? Is there anything else inside?
Yes, there is. We have published that we are negotiating the sale of Galeria Jurajska.
Right.
It's under negotiations, and we also are negotiating right now properties outside of Poland.
All right. Could you be any more specific on the asset class?
On which assets?
If you can tell me which assets, I'd be very happy. But I was asking about the asset class, whether it's office or.
Asset class. It's office.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody. It was very nice to talk to you, and we will be present with our annual results in March. Goodbye.
Thank you.
That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.